USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
While most Americans understand the importance of COVID-19 and the precautions put in place, many are becoming protesters to reject politician curfews. From California to New York, thousands are taking to the streets, pointing out these same politicians that impose curfews are enjoying trips to Maui and eating in restaurants. President-elect Joe Biden said he will send to Congress a bill to provide a pathway to citizenship for 11 million illegal immigrants. Biden said, "I made a commitment in the first 100 days. I will send an immigration bill to the United States Senate with a pathway to citizenship for over 11 million undocumented people in America." Republicans filed a lawsuit Tuesday asking a Wisconsin Supreme Court to block certification of the presidential election results. The lawsuit says tens of thousands of ballots are not legal votes. Democrat Attorney General Josh Call said, "The litigation filed this afternoon seeks to disenfranchise every Wisconsinite who voted in this year's presidential election." USA Radio News.
President Trump has exposed the big media. Phony polls, voter fraud, fake news, and everyone is turning away from Fox News. If you're tired of Fox, you can now watch Newsmax TV. President Trump is tweeting about Newsmax all the time. Millions are tuning in, and Newsmax is breaking records. Watch Newsmax TV every night for Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, Chris Salcedo, and more. Plus, get the latest from Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, and Mike Huckabee. President Trump says he watches Newsmax and likes it. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. Also get Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Download the free Newsmax TV app on your iPhone or Android and watch us anytime, anywhere. Newsmax is real news for real people.
USA Radio News' Dan Naraki catches us up on the latest politics.
Three states, including Pennsylvania, certified their 2020 election results on Tuesday. North Carolina certified the state's 15 electoral votes for President Trump, and Nevada's certification gave former Vice President Joe Biden the win in that state. The count in Pennsylvania gave Biden a lead over President Trump of around 80,000 votes, but Pennsylvania Congressman Guy Reschenthaler says that certification may be premature. He tells Newsmax TV that the Trump campaign's lawsuit contains a compelling equal protection case.
The issue is really this. It's equal protection. You had some counties that were controlled by Democrats, Democrat concentrated areas, that were allowing voters to cure ballots. And in the Republican areas, they were not allowed to cure ballots. You also had ballots being counted that improperly, that did not have addresses on them, that didn't have signatures. So there was a different application of the law. Additionally, you had the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania unilaterally changing the election law, a clear violation of the U.S. Constitution.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two-time National College Football Champion quarterback and former NFL veteran Tim Tebow will return to the New York Mets organization next season. The revelation comes after club president Sandy Alderson encouraged the 33-year-old Tebow to come back. The 2007 Heisman Trophy winner spent 4 years climbing through the ranks of professional baseball. The Dow Jones Industrial Average reached the 30,000 milestone for the first time ever. President Trump held a press conference Tuesday to mark the achievement. Trump said, "I just want to congratulate everybody. The stock market, Dow Jones Industrial Average, just hit 30,000, which is the highest in history." Homeowners rejoice. Home values have gone from home sweet home to home sweet returns. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
The S&P Logic Case-Shiller U.S. National Home Price NSA Index says prices rose 7% in September. That's the biggest jump since 2014. Phoenix, Seattle, and San Diego led the increase in a 20-city composite that didn't include Detroit. Prices in Phoenix jumped more than 11%, while Seattle saw an increase of 10%. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In 2017, there were 126.2 million homeowners in the United States. Thanksgiving will go on in 2020. Three NFL games are on tap Thursday. Houston will play at Detroit, 12:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Washington at Dallas, 4:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. And Baltimore at Pittsburgh, 8:20 p.m. Eastern on NBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.